You're a whiny bitch.
Oh! He's such a bad boy. He said another bad word. Cody, keep going. Don't stop now.
I brought up my mom in an interview, so it's fair game for you to do so. Okay. I know your mom.
Is this on?
Hey, Jimmy, accept my challenge. Cause I'm gonna knock the heat out your ass.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Bozzano, along with my brother Joe Bozzano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
We are still on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I kinda like some of my predictions. Coming true.
You know, I really gotta say,
Matt Cardona,
maybe because people are talking about families and best friends.
Yeah.
I think everyone's coming to this match.
There's rumors that Stone Cold is gonna help Cody.
That's why I wore a Stone Cold.
So if that happens, Matt Cardona will not be invited. Cardona will be there. He'll just be in Cody's locker room.
Sure. Matt Cardona is in a feud with Paul Walter Hauser.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Golden Globe winner.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
And of course.
But how is he as a wrestler, though?
You know. Celebrities.
And DYI, as Michael Cole calls them.
DYI.
Constantly does.
Won their qualifying match for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way they can give it to R-Truth. There's no way.
Okay.
He's going to help them win it. Watch. That's what's going to happen. Because
yeah,
they're all like
it.
The four of them are together.
Right.
They're
right.
It's going to happen.
You fucking mark.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, WrestleMania is only a couple weeks away. Aaron Rosa from Hollywood Hogwash recently asked me, he's like, so are you excited for WrestleMania? And I was just like,
No, not really.
Well, look, I got to say,
he did the thing that we do where he was like, but, you know, there's Stone Cold's going to show up.
Right.
And I was like, says who, Aaron?
Yeah.
Says, like, the rumor, says the fans. I'm like, you're doing what we do on the fucking show every week.
Yeah.
We book something great, and then it doesn't happen, and then you're like, fuck!
Hey, Aaron Rosa.
Yeah.
You fucking mark!
There you go.
Yeah.
No, I gotta say, like, it felt like both shows, like, everyone kind of, like, brought it this week to build some anticipation for some of these matches.
You think so?
Yeah,
I think so.
You think Cody did good this week?
He did a lot better than last week.
Okay, we'll analyze that later.
I'll have
the opposite opinion of
I'll
that.
I'll analyze you later.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Yeah. So
there were some good matches, at least a few good matches.
A few good matches.
I'll give you that.
A few good
matches. I mean, look, the matches, whatever. We had a fucking rock concert.
Yeah.
For like the first time in years.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Everything else is like whatever. I mean, we had a fucking rock concert.
I know I think we're gonna probably open with that, but he was very face-ish during
the
whole thing.
Sure.
He was.
He didn't really piss like shit.
I guess
on the
in Nashville he's a face. I feel like he was
he's playing country's a face.
I feel like he figured like I'm gonna do a rock concert, no one's gonna boo me.
Yeah.
So I might as well be a face here.
Sure.
And now it's gotten to the place where it's like you're either Team Cody or you're Team Bloodline, meaning Team Rock, really. You know what I mean? So that's really what it's become. No one's really a heel or a face anymore in this feud. It's just it is what
it is. Team Cody or your Team Rock, and Roman's like, I'm pretty new.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're making it too obvious because like the Rock, outside of here, you can say my line. Like, The Rock and Roman aren't really doing things together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And right.
It's almost like, all right, well,
it's not The Rock and Roman Reigns. It's The Rock and it's Roman Reigns.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Sure.
Right.
Like, they're in the bloodline together, but they're doing very different things, it seems.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, Roman wasn't there this week, but.
Yeah.
I mean, what is he going to do when The Rock has a fucking concert? There's not really much Roman can do to compete with that.
Right. He could have played tambourine.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, it's a big show. We have a lot to cover. But first, we have to thank two new patrons. Brand spanking new patrons. So, thank you to Jay Nasty and Elberna 2164. So, yeah, right. That's the... He had to make that because we have 2,163 other Elbernas on our Patreon.
It's a lot.
Account. So, yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, so we passed 1,000, so you got to shave your head.
What?
Huh?
No, we're not there yet. But if it happens, I will absolutely shave my head. That offer still stands.
I think Joe should also shave his head.
I think you should go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't Joe's.
I'll just grow mine out for
Is that going to work?
Hey, something good happened. No, you look like
Champa. That won't be good.
Hey, yeah. Something good happened. Give me the Hamilton.
Yeah. No, there's a chance we get to 1,000 because starting this week, we are done with the AEW recaps and moving on to the Monday Night War podcast.
War.
Yeah. Starting with the first ever episode of Nitro, September 4th, 1995, when Luger showed up.
Yeah.
We also had Hulk Hogan with Pasta Mania, brother.
Oh, yes. God.
Which is amazing in its own self. Right.
In the Mall of America.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
Wow. What a show. I can't wait because, like, we're even starting before I was watching wrestling on a weekly basis, you know? So I'm excited about that. And then obviously, soon after, we're going to catch up to when I started watching. It'll be cool to relive all of that again.
Absolutely.
I probably shouldn't have done this, but I just looked up the kind of the plot of the next few Nitros.
Yeah.
It's hard not to. It's all right there.
Of course, yeah.
First of all, like the title's like this.
Throwback. Well, that's the history of WCW.
Hot potato.
Like every week, it seemed like it was a different world champion.
That is.
And then it was like Flair and Arn. And then Flair and Arn are a tag team. Then Flair and Arn are fighting each other again. So they were doing it was chaos.
I remember a couple of years ago, someone made a video on YouTube like showing the history of the WCW Heavyweight Championship, and like it was vacated like 100 times. Right. It was so many.
I mean,
it's just like then he wins it next week, vacated because he quit the company, and then this guy wins it next week, vacated because he told Bischoff to go. Like it was, oh my God. It's insane. It's a train wreck of a show, but there are some good moments in there.
For sure. And it's not going to be all wine and roses. There's a lot of garbage that took place in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot with AEW, I'm just so sick of how they wrestle on that show. I'm just so sick of it.
Yeah.
You know, like Brian Danielson and some other Japanese guy had a slap fight on Collision, and it's just like, what the fuck are we doing?
And then you have people on Twitter saying, if you don't like this, you're racist. You're
racist, that's what they said.
What?
Against
white people? I had to tweet that out.
No, that's a Japanese style of wrestling.
You just slap 1,000 times.
If you don't understand it and you don't like it, you're a fucking racist.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyways,
a Trump supporter said that. So there's that.
Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You can sign up, watch the Monday Night Wars with us. You know,
it should
be fun.
Right.
And then we also have to thank David Carter because he bought a
Who Are You
t-shirt, the one Joe's wearing right now.
Right.
It's at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
So since you're not doing AEW, does that mean that the...
What?
Thanks, guys.
T-shirt's going away?
No, we still have the Thanks, Guys t-shirt. That's at bonfire.com/thanks, guys.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And this first episode will just be the Nitro episode because there was no Raw that week.
Right.
And I liked it. It was a tight 45.
Yeah, exactly.
Really quick.
You just got to get through those cock commercials.
That's right.
On Peacock.
Peacock.
That's the only thing. But go watch the show with us. Patreon.com/... What's Wrong with Wrestling? We also have a bunch of brackets as usual and archives of past episodes of AEW, like 4.5 years of that shit. We also have every pay-per-view, including WrestleMania in a few weeks.
Absolutely.
That'll be exclusive to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yes. And it's tonight, so you know it's going to be a huge show.
Exactly. So, all right. Before we get to SmackDown, I have one more treat.
Yes.
For everyone.
Stick
including you guys. Yeah, open your mouth. One of our fans, Nadir Thabata, he's actually the one that...
I was going to say, he's the one who got us the
the soundboard that plays all of our favorite sound clips.
Poison.
Yeah. So, you know how I posted a video on our Patreon of Josh and I listening to Jim Ross.
Oh, yeah.
AI Jim Ross singing, like, you know, wrestling theme songs.
Yes.
So Nadir actually took his time and had Jim Ross, AI Jim Ross, sing our podcast theme song.
What the fuck?
Here we go.
Yeah. Let's do it, fellas. Yeah. What's wrong with wrestling?
So much wrong.
What's wrong with wrestling?
AEW.
What's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no.
There's so much wrong with wrestling.
It's just all right. Don't you dare ever change an opinion.
Don't you dare. I'ma have one anyway.
You
I don't care.
You sound like Snowball Boston. They're trying to look like Pivot. No win. Stone Cold. Stone Cold. See, Ambrose was in it.
Who the hell is Dean Ambrose?
And Charlotte is in it. Since
ew, Charlotte.
What's wrong with wrestling?
Tony Khan.
What's wrong with wrestling?
So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Oh God, there's so much wrong.
Obnoxious, crazy, loud, egocentric, no, top backs, Joe.
Who the hell is Joe? I don't know any Joe, you know any Joe?
Plenty strongest than best little man in the world.
He may look good, but he don't look better than me, huh? Nah, I love
loves wrestling, but only part time.
Well, I love deep strong wrestling all the time, damn it.
Sublime, yeah.
Hey, drug
what's wrong with wrestling?
Hey, Jim Rock, wait,
what's
that's me.
What's wrong with wrestling?
All the garbage.
So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no. Every third most loved, and he can't merely hold in his fists.
Well, that's kind of weird. I don't know why he can't hold in his fists.
Hashtag push Aaron Gallup, push him off a cliff.
Yeah, go ahead and kill that bastard. I don't care.
Doesn't think Stacy Keibler is that
hot. Stacy Keibler's
and
real hot.
I'm a Fortin guy, Josh.
Josh.
He's just a troll.
Who the hell is Josh?
What's wrong with wrestling?
Everybody.
What's wrong with wrestling?
Not this podcast.
So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no.
There's so much wrong with wrestling, yeah.
What's wrong with wrestling?
Texas.
What's wrong with wrestling?
My barbecue sauce.
So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no.
Can that just be our new song?
I think it has to be.
It needs to be at least play at the end of this episode. For
right.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
That was amazing.
Wow.
I was like, dude, you're amazing for this.
You're, wow. Right. You're the GOAT.
Thank you.
That's the unbelievable. GOAT. Thank you so much, Nadir. That was the greatest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Beat Texas.
Beat Texas.
He might have earned himself a mug.
Maybe.
We need to make this happen.
I should.
The soundboard and this.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right, well, let's try to move on.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We'll try.
SmackDown opens with The Rock.
Yeah.
He comes out with that cool intro we saw last week. But then, in the middle of his music, his normal music changes to Hollywood Rock. When he was Hollywood Rock, he made The Mummy 2 or whatever, and then he came back, and then he had his heel rock theme.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yep.
So Rock says The Rock usually torches every city that he's in, but tonight is different. This city is different. The Rock started his wrestling career right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Remember my name back then? Flex Cavana?
Jesus.
Who are you?
Yes. He's like, yeah, I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Terrorizing.
Right, yeah. And then he says, finally, The Rock has come back home.
He said it like three times.
That's too many homes.
Yeah.
He lives in a lot of places.
He's got a lot of homes.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Put some roots down already. Jesus.
So everyone expected a Rock concert since SmackDown was in Memphis, and he did not disappoint. People kept yelling, I love you, and Rock kept saying it back, and then one woman said it, and he was like, you sound like a woman Rock can love, drunk and horny.
Yeah. Wow.
And that got a big pop.
Of course.
He says, this is about Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, and the crowd boos them.
I know.
Who's their names?
In fucking sane.
Hey, Rock, I don't think you're doing it right, buddy.
Who cares? Yeah. So he gets a couple of musicians to play while he sings and have a couple clips here. He tells the story of how Cody Rhodes was born.
Dusty's youngest son.
was just what he feared. He tried to raise him right, but he turned out too weird.
Photo of Stardust.
When Dusty said with total frustration that drugs and cheap condoms was a bad combination. I know it keeps Cody awake to know he wasn't planned and he was a mistake.
I like how he has a backup band now.
Right. Yeah. Didn't he used to play the guitar?
Yes.
Maybe he was like, I forgot.
Yeah.
I think he just knows a couple chords, but you know what I mean? Like he would strum and then kind of just sing it. But
yeah, that's true. Yeah. So Rock also sings about the Cody crybabies.
You're all so entitled, obnoxious and brash. Some of you have sex, but you have to pay cash. Your hero's gonna bleed and need some stitches. So whine about that, you crybaby bitches.
Wow. Final boss. I love that he calls himself that.
Yeah, right.
It's good.
Is that
it's
t-shirt yet?
Yeah, really?
Because it will be.
How is it not? And Eric will be wearing it next week.
Yep.
And like show him as like...
You're still rooting for Cody, Eric? He's like, I don't know anymore.
Who? It's like... do like a Rock, like a video game look of Rock and just put like final boss.
Right.
That'd be amazing. I'd buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Rock from like the first game he was in.
Maybe.
Like,
sure. Oh my God.
Like Know Your Role, SmackDown 2 or whatever.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
That would be amazing. We'd all fucking be wearing that shit.
Right.
Wow.
So then Rock replays Cody slapping him, and he says Cody finally grew a pair of balls. But how does Cody respond on the biggest moment of his career? And he plays the video of Cody crying, and Rock says, "You gotta be shitting me."
Which is the exact same thing we said last
exactly.
week.
Exactly. Yeah. He says, "I'm gonna give the title to my mommy! My mommy, you ain't giving anybody anything!"
Yes, that's good.
And then he looks in the camera to talk to Mama Rhodes, and he said, "Your son took something from me, and I'm going to make your family pay. I'm going to make you pay." And then The Rock finally boos when he says Roman Reigns will remain the Universal Champion.
Yeah.
And then The Rock pulls out his own weight belt and says, "Mama Rhodes, you will get a belt at WrestleMania, but it'll be The Rock's belt. The Rock's going to whoop your son like a dog over and over. The Rock's going to take this belt covered in your son's blood, and he's gonna hand you this, and you're gonna be crying just like your son, and The Rock's gonna wipe your tears away and whisper, 'Michelle, what can I say except you're welcome,'" which is a song from his Moana movie.
Yes, which, I mean, that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. And then he ends it with, "If you smell what the final boss is cooking."
Yeah.
Oof. Maybe it should just be Cody versus Rock at WrestleMania.
Maybe.
Let Roman Reigns do something else. I don't know.
And just put the belt on the line. You know?
Yeah.
Bloodline rules.
Right. Yeah.
Moving on. I don't know how you follow that, but we got LWO versus LWO Black and Red. Angel and Berto. Umberto lost the first three letters of his name.
Berto.
Now he's just Berto.
Berto.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, they called them Angel and Berto.
I think Umberto.
No, the graphic even said Berto.
B-E-R-T-O.
Yes.
I missed that.
Yeah, Jesus. Corey Graves still
said... My favorite
said,
wrestler.
Exactly. He still said Umberto, but it said on the graphic Berto. Angel and Berto!
Berto!
And this is a first-round qualifying match to get in the tag team ladder match at WrestleMania. Now, on Raw, you just win one match and you're in. On SmackDown, you have to win multiple matches in some sort of bracket that I don't fully understand.
Correct. A bracket within a bracket. Wow. Coming soon to What's Wrong with Wrestling
Patreon. Wait, a bracket within a bracket?
Yeah, holy shit.
Bracketception.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so update. There's not a Final Boss shirt.
No.
What a
wasted opportunity.
There's got to be. It's got to be soon, though.
Soon.
You know they got to make that.
For sure.
So, Berto popped Wild up in the air, and then Angel kicked him in the stomach. And that's how they won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
A pop-up kick to the stomach.
Have you been popped up and then kicked in the stomach?
No.
Well, you don't know how bad it hurts.
Yeah. So LWO Black and Red advance to another qualifying match.
They advance to a qualifying match.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That they're going to lose.
Awesome.
Yeah. Next up, Caleb Braxton interviews LA Knight by the stage.
Yeah.
He says he's challenging AJ Styles to a match at WrestleMania. And he says, AJ says, I think I own the place. I may not own the place, but at WrestleMania, I'm going to own your ass.
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
It's going to yeet in your ass.
This guy's bubble is almost completely burst.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what? I was like, that's right, this guy.
If they don't give him a win at Mania, like, they might as well just release him.
And then make him U.S. champ the next month.
I guess.
Good luck with that.
Like, he's almost too big to win a mid-card title because of the way they've pushed him.
Right.
And now it's like, I don't even think you deserve a mid-card title.
Well, Triple H is like, sorry, we only have so many belts and, you know, everyone has to have a two-year reign now. Every single championship.
So if you're still around by 2032, yeah, we can pencil you in.
Yeah, I think Logan Paul's retaining now.
Absolutely.
Triple threat match.
Yeah, I've been saying that all along.
It's like, come on.
Now that he's full-time, how are you going to have him drop it?
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's too good.
And the way he would talk about winning at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lost last year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So AJ runs out. He hits Knight from behind with a chair, and he says, I accept. At least, AJ Styles is getting a singles match at Mania.
Yes. Sure.
I'll say that.
Yes. You know?
And the OC is nowhere to be found.
Correct.
Well.
Neither is Omos.
They're in a tournament. They're in one of the tournaments.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see them next
one
week.
One of the qualifying.
Yes.
Yes.
So then we go backstage, and Kayla Braxton gives Paul Heyman a heart attack as if she's Brock Lesnar back from the dead.
Right.
I mean, it's just too much.
Come on.
Like, Heyman really was just like, oh, God! Oh! It's like, it's Kayla Braxton. She's super hot. What are you afraid of?
Right. It should have been.
Like, did you nut? Like, yeah, it should have been. That should have been Heyman.
Yeah.
There's nothing scary about her.
No.
She's super hot. So Kayla asks if the Bloodline has a response to Jay's challenge to Jimmy. And Jimmy walks up. He accepts the challenge and says, yeet!
This is getting out of hand. Now there's two of them.
Right. I thought his thing was no yeet.
Right.
What happened?
Now they're both yeeting.
Now they're both going to yeet in each other's assholes.
Jesus.
Brothers.
Yeah, that's Jay's quote from last week. That's not me.
Yeah.
So also backstage, Logan Paul tells Nick Aldis that he should have Randy Orton apologize for giving KSI an RKO last week.
A lot of letters in there.
But that's right. Aldis suggests that Logan request that apology to Randy in person. And Logan tells Aldis, I guess I shouldn't expect you to do your job when you can't even find me an opponent for WrestleMania.
Mm. So more on that later.
Yeah, we've got Grayson Waller versus Randy Orton with Austin Theory ringside and Logan Paul on commentary. Theory hopped on the apron to try to distract Orton, but Randy moved and Waller ran into his boy. Then Orton hit the draping DDT and set up for the RKO, but Theory pulled Waller out of the ring. So Orton grabbed Theory and gave him the draping DDT. And then he hit Waller with an RKO and pinned him as he stared at Logan Paul. Mm-hmm. Theory attacked Orton after the match, but Logan joined in and they set up for the lucky punch. But then the music hits and out runs Kevin Owens for the save.
Yes.
And I love how KO ran over Waller on his way to the ring.
He literally just punched. Yeah, just
like a Stone Cold thing. And then Owens helped Orton up, but Orton thought he was Theory, so he went for an RKO, but he stopped himself. And I like how they're doing that every week. Like, eventually it's going to go wrong and... Yes. Obviously, they're going to be opponents very soon.
Yes.
Yep.
So then Owens gives Theory a stunner.
Oh, no.
But Theory waited a full beat for some reason.
Yeah.
And then he jumps into the air and Orton hit an RKO.
I think he fucked up because he's good at that stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
cool. Look.
He clearly screwed up.
A shark. Oh, wait. What's that? Oh, they jumped it. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. No.
Damn it.
Like, this should have been a cool move in Theory.
Ha-ha.
We are hitting on all cylinders.
But yeah, it should have been just smoother.
Figure me.
You take it and you jump. Like, look at how look at how Scott Hall took the stunner.
Right.
Or like, you know, Rusev back. Yeah. You take, when you stand up, you just jump right after you take it.
Hand me one of those guys. Look, this is, Jesus, this guy has thin arms.
You've got Ellsworth. Yeah.
Right. So
So British Bulldog is going to give Ellsworth. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Kurt Angle. Yeah.
So let's say this is Owens. Owens.
Hold it up to the camera. So
okay. So Owens should have kicked and then almost kind of spun so that when he stunned Theory, Theory could have kind of popped up on his feet.
But Theory has turned around. Many times.
Theory's super athletic.
He's really good at it. Remember the start he took from Stone Cold where he went like flying up in the air?
Yes. Yeah. Like he did that right.
He just screwed up. That's all.
It was just a botch.
He shouldn't have. Yeah, it's just a botch.
Well.
It should have looked awesome. I bet they'll probably try it again. Like, hey, let's do it right this time.
Let's do it right. Yeah.
I think so. And then it'll look good. So then Nick Aldis walks out and he says, I've determined your opponent for WrestleMania. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. I meant your opponents.
Oh.
You will defend the United States Championship against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton.
Yep.
Just like we figured.
Yeah.
But this should be one of the better Mania matches.
Oh, my God.
It'd be amazing. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All these guys together.
Right.
And Orton's like not calling it in at the moment. So
we'll have good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. This has got to be like a night one match, I'm thinking.
For sure.
Because it'll probably be the match of the night.
Probably because usually night one's better anyway.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Right.
Next up, we have Santos Escobar versus Dragon Lee. It was weird to see like Angel and Berto and then Electra Lopez like walking out again.
I know.
They were just out there.
Yeah.
But everyone got involved. So Dragon gave Berto a Hurricane Rana from the apron and he landed on Angel on the floor. But when Lee got back in the ring, Escobar hit him with the Phantom Driver for the win.
And Zelina Vega is out there with her Apple Air Pros or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like she's just wearing headphones.
Yeah.
On her head.
She's Cesaro from a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus.
Just like, this is not a Twitch stream.
No.
What are you doing?
Yes.
Why did they not just put you back with Andrade? Yeah. The LWO is garbage. It sucks.
Yeah.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Andrade doesn't need to be with Judgment Day. Just do it over. Do it again. It's better.
Run it back.
He clearly needs someone to talk for him.
Yes.
He has to like over enunciate when he talks. I know.
He needs someone to handle his
okay
business.
I will see you next week. So Lee's upset. Lee's like, I no longer want to be on the SmackDowns. Train me to Raw's. So they beat up Lee some more after the match, but Carlito runs out for the save, and he beats up Angel and Berto, but Escobar hits him from behind and throws him into the ring post. Then Rey Mysterio walks out.
Bulaka.
And for some reason, in this moment, I'm watching him like, just fucking turn heel, Rey.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't been a heel in 25 years, and even then, it wasn't for long.
Was he?
Right.
Yeah, for like a few months in WCW.
That's horrible. When he took off his mask.
Oh, he went to be a bad guy?
Yes.
That's fun.
So Rey attacks Escobar. He goes for the 619, but Escobar rolls out of the ring as if he hasn't taken that yet.
Yeah. Right.
And then Rey grabs the mic and he's like, it was supposed to be you and me together, familia.
Yeah.
Because that's what he always does.
Yes.
And then he challenges Escobar to a match next week.
At Wrestle. Wait, what?
No. No. God, no.
Well, you got to fill up that card.
Please
do. Tonight.
Let him win the Battle Royal. And he says, I will slap that stupid, arrogant smile off your face. And they cut to Santos, and he's not smiling.
No. Yes.
Looks very scared.
Right.
But did you notice Rey was wearing a black and white mask? Because he's part of LWO Black and White.
There it is.
So
I liked how Angel was covering Escobar's ears while he was telling him.
So, oh, right.
We're going to fight. He's like, don't listen to him.
Yeah. So there you go. Next up, we have New Catch Republic versus Pretty Shitty. Another first round qualifying match to get in the ladder match, maybe, kind of.
Maybe.
Where the hell have they been? It's been
a few
weeks.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I should hit
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
Well, last time we saw them, I think they got like, they talked to Queen Elizabeth from heaven.
Something.
Hello!
Hello!
Yes. It was like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Good God.
It's true, though.
So they showed the WWE 2K24 ratings for all four men.
I was going to bring this up.
Well, of course. How could you not?
Like, one of these guys is not like the others.
Exactly.
And he's the lowest rated one.
Tyler Bate.
What the fuck?
And Pretty Shitty are all, they're each rated 76, but Pete Dunne is rated 75.
Right. First of all,
I don't get it.
What's the lowest rating anyone can have?
Right. It's in like the 60s.
Like, shouldn't he be like a 40? Pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Like 42.
Right.
Like, seriously, why go up to 100 if no one's lower than 60? That's fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These guys should be 30s. And Pete Dunne, when good, right, is like a fucking 80.
At least.
Yeah.
85.
Right. I think they're factoring in all his Ridge Holland matches.
Oh. I guess. But how is he lower than everyone else?
Yeah. How's he
even
lower?
Tyler Bate.
I know, right.
Yeah. What's funny though is Tyler Bate didn't do any of his like spots this
I was
week.
Waiting for it to
he
make
did
fun
one.
Of
one. He did like,
one?
Throw up in the his hand up in the air, and then he punched.
Oh, he did it? I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
I know he did like his spin around move, but
right.
Maybe Triple H told him to tone it down. Tone right, it down right now.
Now.
Pretty shitty.
Hey, Tony Khan called and wants his moves back. Stop it now.
Oh, my God. Tony right. Khan's like, can we make a trade, Triple H? Can we make a trade?
Tyler
I'll give
Bate.
You MJF. He's leaving anyway. I know, but give me Tyler Bate. Fine, you can have Tyler Bate.
I'll give you MJF. He's leaving anyway. Yeah, but no, it's fine. You can still have Tyler Bate. Yeah. I'll take that trade.
Tyler Bate walks backstage after doing that. And Triple H is like, what in the AEW fuck was that?
Yeah. So then Bate and Dunn hit their stupid finisher for the win. It's just, they just grab you and they just flip you back.
And Birmingham hammer.
Sucks.
Is it Burning Hammer or Birmingham?
I don't know. Either way, though, Eric.
You fucking mark!
The fact that you knew that.
I listen to the commentary.
I try not to.
Just, I would have lost my Fair life enough. If it was on the line. Name that move. Dead.
So now New Catch Republic faces LWO Black and Red next week.
Yeah. That's
right. To see who gets to WrestleMania and still loses. They should come out at Scott Hall. Like Angels, like this clearly the Scott Hall.
Right.
Or just yeah, they're the Black and Red. Oh
God.
Absolutely.
Imagine.
Let's do it.
Holy fuck.
Next up we have the main event. We have Bayley versus Dakota Kai.
Mm. Yes.
Did you notice Damage Control's music?
No.
Changed?
No.
Well,
you know how Johnny Gargano's song, it's like the same, but it's shittier?
Like uh-huh. Number.
That's what they did with Damage Control's music.
Nice. Yeah.
It's either someone new singing it or just like a remix version, but like the theme's worse and the singing's worse.
Yeah.
And it just sucks. Maybe because they were like, well, it was originally Bayley's music and Bayley still comes out to that music without the lyrics. So.
For now.
For now, obviously.
When she comes out to her music at Mania, it'll be a huge pop.
Can't well, wait. There's yeah. a rumor about that.
What, that they don't have it anymore?
You know that Paramore is actually going to sing a song to introduce Bayley. Bayley actually started like a hashtag, like Paramore for Mania. And like, apparently Paramore is on board if WWE.
But to do them. What song?
I don't know.
Hmm.
A sing song. Her in?
Yeah. Sing her in with something. If they okay. do hers. Or...
They better know how to sing her old music. That's all I want to fucking hear.
Right? The wacky, flaty, inflatable tube yeah. men.
Yeah. So yeah, Bayley hit the elbow drop off the top rope, but Dakota kicked out. Damage Control kept interfering, and then Io got in the ring and was going to hit Bayley with the belt, but Bayley saw it coming, so Io froze. But then... We still ended in a DQ as Damage Control attacked Bayley, but then Naomi ran out for the save, but they quickly kill her. Like, she's dead in 10 seconds.
Yeah, what was the point of that?
Everyone was chanting EST.
Right.
And Bianca's like, shut the fuck up.
She's like, exactly. I'm good. Thanks.
Then Dakota, Asuka, and Kairi hold Bayley up, and Io hits the moonsault off the top rope and decapitates Bayley in the process.
That sucks. Poor Royal Rumble winner.
Like, yeah. Hit her square on the nose.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you could tell Bayley was definitely hurt for real there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything, any update on that. Maybe it was
They're
just...
hurting for real.
Right.
She's hurting her for real. Oh, God.
Oh.
What the fuck was that douchebag's name?
Mara Rinaldo.
No.
No.
The one that said fighting for real was like that former UFC guy or whatever. Yes.
Oh.
He was there for like 6 months at the most. It doesn't matter. He's irrelevant.
Was it Mike something?
No. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But yeah, that is the end of the SmackDown.
The Smack and the Downs.
Yes. So Raw opens with Mr. Yeet himself, Jey Uso.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, me too. I turned it off as soon as I saw he was starting the show.
The Yeet. Yeah. Yes.
Jey calls out Jimmy, and he shows up with Solo Sikoa. So.
Yep. Double dose.
And again, he's like, Jay's acting serious. He's like, I have to fight my brother. This is serious. And he's wearing those Yeet sunglasses.
Yeah.
So Jimmy gets in the ring and he says, despite everything we've been through, I miss you. Just come back, Oos. Or Jey says that to Jimmy. And then Jimmy yells, I never left you. I protected you. It was your idea to leave the bloodline.
No.
No. Jimmy did it. Jimmy super kicked Roman first. But anyway, I guess a heel can lie. It doesn't matter. He says, I helped you, and now you're the biggest superstar on Raw.
No.
He's not even close.
Mid-card Jey Uso.
Not even fucking close. Like
Cody Rhodes, Gunther.
Anyone
else.
Seth Rollins.
He says, you became the number one merch seller.
No.
Well, Yeet was number one.
Yeah, everyone wanted a Yeet shirt.
Jesus. Stupid asses.
I don't know why.
You became the tag champs without me. Who left who? The biggest moment of your career was because of me.
The biggest moment of his career was about to pin Roman.
Yeah.
And then he fucking interfered.
Right.
Yes.
Jey says, the biggest moment of my career is my dream match when I face you at WrestleMania 40 and I yeet your ass. And everyone's like, yeah. Oh, knock the yeet out your ass? But still, that's like Solo fucked Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
And then he's knocking the yeet skeet out of his ass.
Yeah.
He's helping him out.
You know, it's like
clean it up. It's almost slip.
It's almost too obvious that Jey wins this match.
He puts over
Jimmy just so they can fight again at Backlash or something.
Right. Whatever. Well, Jimmy's doing nothing on SmackDown, and Jay's actually trying to.
Well, and Rikishi's already basically spoiled that he's going to be the ref.
Oh, really?
That's right. Rikishi, that's on his butt. It's like, hey, they didn't do it yet, Rikishi. Yeah. Remember, you haven't been there yet.
You schmuck.
But
schmucko.
I hope they just swerve everyone and they all do the too cool dance, you know?
Well, the whole family.
You got to put that on just the scorecard. Just the three of them. Like, do they hug at the end of the match?
Right. Do they too cool?
Because if the bloodline's ending, I can see them making up. They might as well.
Oh, you got to have Jimmy kick Rikishi in the balls or something.
Right.
You got to have him go, you know, full
fuck you, dad.
Yeah.
Right. Does Rikishi put sunglasses on the winner and do they dance?
You're laughing. Those are legitimate questions.
And it will be the fucking yeet sunglasses.
Does Scotty Too Hottie show up?
No, he's
and
AEW.
Interfere? Yeah, I know.
He's where?
AEW.
Well, is he still?
Is he like a producer or something?
No, that's like 70-30 that if Rikishi's there, they're dancing
for
the end of this match.
Yeah. He's going to put on the Yeet sunglasses and they're going to fucking dance.
And then Cole's just coming.
Sure. So Jey attacks Jimmy and Solo, but Jimmy lays him out with a super kick. And then Cody runs out for the save and hits Solo with a Cody cutter.
Nice. Yeah.
And there we go.
There we are.
Backstage, Adam Pearce is on the phone pretending to yell at Nick Aldis for not having his roster in check. The pops are dropping like flies this week.
So the pod lab is haunted.
Yeah.
I'm not even pushing into it right now. I'm just.
So then Paul Heyman walks up and says, I apologize. That was not authorized by the final boss or the tribal chief. Jimmy and Solo went into business for themselves and they're already gone for the night. You have Roman Reigns' word. You know, I'm here to handle my official business, and then I'll be gone.
Yeah.
So we'll get back to that later.
Yeah.
Next up, we have DIY.
Yeah.
Michael Cole, you fucking idiot. Michael.
Do it yourself.
DIY or Regeneration X or whatever versus the Creed brothers.
Do yourself, idiot.
Yeah. Qualifying match for the tag team ladder match at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yes. So if they win, who do they fight to get to the match?
They're in.
Oh.
Wow. So I've never paid attention to the Creed brothers' entrance.
Oh my God, this has got to be new.
I guess, right?
We would have remembered this, right?
Yeah.
This roly-poly fucking tackle-flackle bullshit that they're doing to get in the ring.
Brutus Creed walks on the steel steps like he's a gorilla.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. What the fuck?
Is Kong Godzilla a sponsor?
Maybe. Holy shit. So Ciampa gave Julius an air raid crash off the second rope. Michael Cole called it white noise.
Shut up, Michael.
That's for Sheamus, you idiot.
Yes.
And then Julius put Ciampa in an ankle lock. But then Johnny ran up, so Julius powerbombed him. This was a little too AEW for me.
Yeah, he tried to do it one-handed, and you could tell he wasn't going to do it, so he had to let go. And luckily, he let go
and didn't just let Johnny fall to his death. It was more of just everyone's doing the same thing.
Right.
The Creeds put DIY in ankle locks, but then they reverse it and lock in their submission moves at the same time. But then the Creeds pick them up at the same time and then throw them at each other.
At the same time.
Yeah. The Creeds do double moonsaults on Ciampa, but he kicked out. Then the Creeds go for the Brutus ball, but Ciampa counters with a roll-up. But Brutus pushes his brother, so he rolls up Ciampa. But then Johnny pushed Brutus out of the ring and super kicked Julius to allow Ciampa to get the win with a
roll up. That's literally
triple
how they
roll
win.
Up. Roll up.
Any big match, they roll people up.
So DIY is going to WrestleMania.
Yes. Yeah. Not WrestleMania
One step
SmackDown.
Closer to my dollar.
Okay. You could keep thinking that.
Leave me alone. Don't
talk. Maybe WrestleMania
don't
backlash.
Get him, champ.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Backstage, Rhea Ripley and Dominik tell Andrade that the Judgment Day is an exclusive club.
Is it?
And he'll have to impress them if he wants in.
Because R-Truth was a member for a while. So.
Yeah, well, JD McDonagh is in the group.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want Andrade?
Right.
And Balor says, we heard you have a match next week. We'll be watching. And Andrade says, sounds good. See you next week. Hook it on Phoenix
on the Mondays night Raws.
I've been using the babbles.
So Damian Priest then gives JD shit for losing to Ricochet in the gauntlet match next week.
Sure.
He calls him Ricochet. I should have grabbed that, but
yeah,
I have enough. He's like, what's this about you losing to Ricochet last week? Big dumb fuck.
You big dumb fuck.
And he has such a thick New York accent.
I know.
But it's like so thick that he sounds like stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like Rocky thick.
Yeah. Remember when he was feuding with Edge? He's like, well, I'm going to put the nail in the coffin.
In the coffin.
In the coffin with the coffee. Yeah. So Rhea says Dominik will make it right when he faces Ricochet later.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Next up, we have Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell versus the returning Party Pussy.
Where the hell have you been?
When you say Party Pussy, you should hit the air horn.
Party Pussy!
Party Pussy.
Where'd all the Party Pussy go?
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
It disappeared. It was like a ghost. Like ghost pussy.
It was like a ghost Party Pussy.
Ghost Pussy Party.
So they've decided to turn Candice LeRae heel.
Yes. Yeah.
But she's awful at being a heel. And well, we saw it last week.
And Indy's still face, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's not taking that. It's a good thing your brother's dead. Who?
Well, what's her brother?
Yeah, LA Knight.
LA Knight,
did that joke last week.
I mean, technically, Max Dupree is dead.
Max
Dupree. So,
does she have a real life brother who's dead?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Right.
And they were, and it's like,
not even not a big enough moment.
I mean, we talked about it last week, but it's like, you're not even like this, it's not going to matter because no one knows who her brother is. It's one thing, like with the Charlotte thing, everyone at least knew who her brother was. So it meant something.
Yeah.
This is going to mean nothing.
Right.
Because no one knows that she even had a brother.
And it's not a big enough moment to bring it up. Like, hey, we're going to burn this. Just me yelling at you in the middle of a match. As opposed to when we actually have a match.
But this is just so that Candice LeRae could go on her a big heel run.
Right.
That will lead to nothing.
Well, they have no heels. They need more heels.
Yeah. So Katana Chance hurt her leg. So Indy backed off.
So time out.
But yeah, Candice tagged herself in. Slammed Katana's leg on the ring post. And then made her tap to a leg lock. And that's supposed to be a heel thing?
I just think it's so dumb when this happens in these matches. When two faces, like, my job is to hurt you.
Yeah.
Oh, I hurt you? I better stop hurting you.
Right. Yes.
You're in a fight.
Hey, you hurt her too good.
Yeah.
I know. There was
chill
something
with the hurting.
I don't remember. Maybe it was AEW where they were like, oh, well, he didn't mean to like hurt him that bad. It's like, what?
Why?
What are you meant to about? Knock him out.
Yeah.
And beat him.
Like a tombstone. Is right. Trying to kill like, you.
People yeah. literally chant, Joe is going to kill you.
Yeah. Right. How'd that tombstone feel when you were younger by Dominic on the
no, not
solid
good.
Floor?
No.
Bread.
Yeah. I still have a bump. It's right. I still have the bump in the middle of my head.
Jeez.
And sometimes I know talks too good.
When you put the nail in the coffin.
In the coffin. You put the nail in my coffin.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I know they don't have many heels, but I mean, turn party pussy heel.
Sure.
Make their whole thing like, you know, it's like, I know you want me kind of like Sunny, but like, hey, you guys want to fuck party pussy? Nope, yeah. You can't do it. You fuck you.
You don't party good enough.
Exactly. Bring me some coke.
You're not going to party with this pussy.
Bring me some coke. Yeah. I'll fuck you for coke.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Cody Rhodes. He responds to The Rock's concert and his latest social media post. Let's see.
Oh boy.
What Cody has to say.
I took from his Instagram post, Rock referred to himself as our favorite heel. A little bit of an insider term. We're not dumb. We know what that means. That means he's the bad guy.
We know what it means. Here's what it means.
Yeah.
So I've known some heels. Bobby Heenan was a heel. Arn Anderson was a heel. Michael Hayes was a heel. Superstar Billy Graham was a heel. The Nature Boy Ric Flair was a heel. Rock, I don't think you're a heel. I think you're an asshole.
Oh,
pim, 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 pim,
he
pim,
said
pim.
The bad word.
That's the, yes. same, that's the same thing. I yeah. don't think you're an idiot. I think you're a moron.
Oh, yeah. What? Just,
a heel is an asshole. That's yeah. what a heel is.
But he said, I think you're an asshole.
Beep. He said a bad word, so he's got to be cool now. I mean, what else, Cody? What else?
The TKO folks, they said to you, oh my gosh. Yes, Rock. Yes, put on your Gucci shirt. Your muscles look so big. Yes, 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 yes. The reason they said it is because they are yes people. They are enablers. They don't tell you like it is. So I'm going to.
Oh.
Rock.
Rock.
Damn, my man, you're a lot of things. You're a lot of wonderful things. Oh, you yeah. are the Brahma Bull. You are the Great One. Hell, I got a pair of tennis shoes with your logo on it, Rock. You are the only guy that I will ever stand across from in the ring that I can honestly say is a Mount Rushmore wrestler. But Rock,
it's so nice.
You are also a terrible salesman, a carny succubus, and for those who don't know what that means, you're a whiny bitch.
Oh! God, he's such a bad boy. He said another bad word. Cody, keep going. Don't stop now.
I brought up my mom in an interview, so it's fair game for you to do so. Okay. I know your mom.
Oh! Joe just fell over.
Oh, my God.
He's on a roll.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Cody.
I mean, God's sake, I
oh, Cody. What else, Cody? Oh. Please, no more.
You were talking about whipping me, a bloody weight belt, handing it to my mother, and normally somebody as powerful as you, she would tremble, she would cower.
You don't know my mom.
Yeah. I was more scared than she was. My mom ain't scared of nothing. This is the same lady who hopped off her chair at a Willie Nelson concert and beat up an undercover cop, okay? She ain't afraid of you, Rock.
Oh! Wait, what?
Huh? Huh?
What?
Wait, is she in jail?
That's some renegade shit!
Will they let her out of jail for this smash?
He said that as if we knew that.
I know, yeah.
As if that was on an episode of Raw.
You didn't know that?
No.
No? Well,
you knew that?
Of course.
Yeah, of course you did.
You fucking mark!
But no more, Cody. Please, no more. Please, we can't take any more. This is too savage.
I don't know if it'll be Bloodline rules or not. Hell, I don't know if I'm going to finish the story.
The story. He goes, story.
But, Dwayne.
Dwayne, oh, he's just like
what
CM Punk.
What do you know?
How can you be so sure of your own self, right? Because you keep forgetting you haven't been in the ring in years in real time action. And April 6th, the bell is gonna ring. And what happens, Rock, when the bell rings, right? Are you going to bring the great one? Are you going to be the hero that I had growing up? Are you going to have all that big Dwayne energy? Or is it just going to be LDS, Little Dick Syndrome?
Oh, my God.
Eric, you were right. This is amazing.
Please, Cody, he's already dead. The Rock can't take any more. No.
You have referred to yourself as the final boss. Kudos to Brian Gewirtz for that nickname. Perhaps you are the actual, literal final boss. Perhaps I'm too naive to see that. But at WrestleMania, I don't think you're gonna be the final boss. Yeah. At WrestleMania,
yeah,
I think you're just Roman's side chick.
Side chick.
Side bitch.
So, okay, so Roman's married and is and he's fucking his cousin on the side.
Yes.
God, hey, Cody, whoa. This roast just got dark.
This is your savior, guys. This is your hero.
You
this
want
is,
Roman
this
to
is
win?
Who we want?
You want Roman to retain.
Over this guy, yes. I don't want this. This is going to be the champ. This is going to be so cringe. Everyone's going to want him to lose 2 months in. Like, all right, I've had enough. We were wrong. This is going to backfire.
What if he
so?
What if he
bad.
Changes the title?
Just like AEW. Yeah, that'll be a cool moment, yeah. But it won't last. It'll be just like AEW. They're going to get sick of him. He's corny as fuck. Just like John Cena. When we got sick of John Cena for being corny as fuck.
Well, we don't like Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
He would have been so over.
I can't root for this guy.
And they don't fucking give it to us. It makes no sense.
Too much creative
a year
control.
Too late once again. Yeah. Run it back. Let's do it again. Let's end WrestleMania the same.
He just sounded.
How does that sound?
He just sounded like a 10-year-old that finally got permission to say some curse words. Like my mom said, I could do it. Here we go.
My mom said I could say the bad words.
Bitch. Little dick syndrome.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Okay. All right.
Larry.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
That's his response to the Rock concert. Fail.
Okay.
It's a fail. Yeah. So then Paul Heyman walks out and he apologizes for the New York police officers a couple weeks ago. Like, why would you even bring that up?
Yeah, for reals.
Like, what? I don't even remember what happened. Did Cody beat up the cops? Okay.
Who cares?
Sorry. Yeah. Heyman tells Cody that Roman Reigns will show up to SmackDown without any members of the bloodline, except for himself. Cody says deal, but then Heyman says, oh, I forgot one little detail.
Oh.
The crowd boos, and then Cody says, they're booing you, and I'm about to go full Homelander and rip your throat out. Which, that was the only cool thing he said.
Right.
And then Heyman says, if Roman Reigns shows up alone, then Cody Rhodes, you show up alone.
Who does he have?
It's like, what?
Who does he have?
I guess Seth or Jay or, but it's like, I thought he was saying something important.
Right.
And then it was just like, you're going to show up to SmackDown and Roman's going to show up to SmackDown alone. Like, that's just Heyman's way of saying like, Rock's not going to be there next week.
Right. Yeah. Right, right, yeah. Right, yeah.
So, Cody says deal. He shakes Paul's hand and that's it. And then we go backstage and Jay's like, hey, you know the bloodline's going to be there, right? And I'll have your back. But Cody's like, no, I gave my word. My word is my bond. Brother! Sounds like Hogan.
Yeah, in my fucking, word is my bond.
No holds barred. His word is his bond!
It's bad.
It's not good.
No.
I'm not rooting for Cody Rhodes. I'm sorry. I'm done with this guy. He's gone full AEW.
You going to pick Roman? I mean, there's a lot of rumors saying...
I don't know what I'm
picking. Seth's going to turn on Cody. And
that'd be great.
You bite your fucking tongue.
It's like Stone Cold comes and you're like, oh my God, he's going to help Cody. And then he just stuns Cody.
He stuns everyone.
This guy's fucking lame.
Yeah.
I'll go back to the Hawking Kawasaki. Yeah,
exactly.
No, he comes in and he just stuns everyone, including Cody.
Yeah.
Cody's like, what? He's like, I'm Stone Cold. This was what I do.
And then Stone Cold's the champ.
What are you, stupid?
Perfect.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Next up, we have Ricochet versus Dominic Mysterio. During the match, Michael Cole said that Pat McAfee had soda poured on him by the Judgment Day. Hmm. And McAfee says, I think I yeeted all over myself. So even he knows that yeet sounds like skeet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dom went for the 619, but Ricochet ducked and hit the recoil for the win.
Thank you.
The recoil.
Recoil.
When has that ever won him a match?
Now.
When Liv does it, he says code breaker.
Yeah.
When Ricochet does it, it's the recoil. Which they only changed it to recoil like the day Jericho went to AEW.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
But now I guess with Vince gone, you know, they have more freedom to say whatever.
Yeah.
Trippers are like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's a fucking code breaker.
That's what it is.
That's what everyone knows it to be.
Yep.
After the match, JD went after Ricochet, but Ricochet kicked him and flipped out of the ring and pussed out.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't beat JD McDonough? Okay.
Come on.
Right.
Then we go backstage, and Sami Zayn tells Chad Gable that it was an honor to face him last week, and the match could have went either way. Gable's like, yeah, it was great. And then Sammy's like,
yeah.
Well, what's wrong? And it's like, no, nothing, man. It's fine. And Sammy's like, no, I know there's something wrong. What's your problem? And it's like, all right, Sammy, ease up.
Yeah.
You can't tell that he's pissed that he lost.
Yeah. Chill out.
Like, just be an honorable winner.
Right.
Don't be a dick. He's like, no, come on, just say it. And Gable said, this WrestleMania opportunity meant more to me. Sammy says, that's unfair. You know, I have a family too. My kid also cries when I lose. You don't get to tell me what matters. And then Gable says, you can't beat Gunther. And he walks away.
So is Gable getting this match?
I don't know. He could.
Yeah.
Could become a triple threat. But now I don't know. I don't think
so. It wouldn't make sense.
Both mid-card titles are a triple threat? Yeah. I don't know. He could, but like I said, I think it would be cool. I think Gunther retains because, again, if he's not going to the world title picture, why have him drop this belt?
Because he's had it for fucking ever.
But Sammy's already had this belt many times.
But
he doesn't need it.
But not forever.
Let Gable beat him a couple months from now at another pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Because not everything could be a WrestleMania moment, right?
It's true.
You can't have every belt change hands. Let Gable beat him a couple months from now. It'll be a huge underdog story.
It's so funny because like a month ago I had every belt changing hands at WrestleMania.
Right.
Now it's like, I don't know if any belt's changing hands at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Maybe shit. Roman, maybe. I don't know. 50-50 at this point.
Yeah.
The tag titles, I mean, who are like really? Miz and Truth?
Well. Yeah. So we have the contract signing for Sammy versus Gunther. Gunther says, this is the biggest Intercontinental Championship match of all time. Why is the contender dressed like any of the bums in the audience tonight? Again, I like Gunther. He's such a classic heel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like classic foreign more. Heel.
Right. He's pretty good on the mic. I don't know why they don't really go after that.
Sammy says, you think I can't do it? The Usos didn't think I'd be the guy to end the longest tag team title reign of all time, but I did. And 1 year later, I will make history by ending the longest intercontinental reign of all time.
That'd be interesting.
And Sammy signs the contract, and Gunther says, Gable doesn't think you could beat me. These people don't think you could beat me. And I can tell, looking into your eyes, that you don't think you could beat me. So Gunther signs the contract. He starts to leave. Sammy gets face-to-face with him and says, look again, because you're looking into the eyes of the man who's going to take you down at WrestleMania.
He's got the eye of the Syrian.
Yeah. I mean, again, like it's what, like we talked about. We all expect Drew to beat Seth.
Yes.
And then
Priest Sammy, will probably cash in.
Sammy and lose. And then Sammy will beat Drew at SummerSlam or something.
Yes.
With like a returning Punk.
Yeah,
like you know what I mean, or something like that. Who knows?
But. Punk's definitely refereeing that match, I think, at this point.
Yeah,
Drew Seth, maybe.
Yeah,
they showed a video pro of him working out, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be there."
Yeah,
so he's
We'll see.
Maybe
next week on Raw, he'll announce it.
Right. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, Sammy walks to the back and the camera follows him through Gorilla, I guess because they knew that there was something else was going to happen.
Yes.
No, Sammy went, hey, come on.
Yeah. And he walks past DIY as they're wishing Miz and R-Truth good luck in their match. And then Jinder Mahal walks by with Indusure and Truth says, I feel bad for whoever has to fight those guys. So we've got Awesome Truth versus Indusure. Yeah. You know, if Chad Gable, you could have him like win the Battle Royal as like a, this guy's, you know.
Yeah.
Not that the Battle Royal means anything anymore, but it's still something.
At least they even do it last year?
Maybe.
I don't think they did it last year.
Well, and when they've done it, it's been on the SmackDown.
The SmackDown episode. WrestleMania.
Yes. Yeah. The WrestleMania.
Yeah, because Lashley won it last year.
On SmackDown, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And the year before was Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another qualifying match for the ladder match. Truth gave Veer the five knuckle shuffle and locked in the STF, but Sangha broke it up. And then Miz and Truth hit Veer with a skull crushing finale flatliner combo. And then Sangha elbowed Truth and he fell onto Veer for the win.
And Veer came.
Comedy.
Yes.
And went.
And Awesome Truth is going to WrestleMania. No.
Come on.
And R-Truth's like, did we win?
Yeah.
We won?
How are these guys going to be champions? Mm.
Very stupidly.
You'll see.
It's really dumb.
You'll see.
It's really dumb.
Yeah.
Someone's going to like throw R-Truth in the air and he's going to like catch them by accident.
Something right. like that.
It's going to be something dumb. Next up, Drew McIntyre walks out. He has a new shirt that reads the savior of WrestleMania. And it has a checklist on the back that includes injure CM Punk, win the chamber, win the world championship at WrestleMania, and become immortal.
All right, easy there, Highlander.
I am a real American.
Yeah. A real Scottish man. My favorite movie is Braveheart. However, as he walks to the ring, Seth freaking Rollins' music hits and the champ comes out. Seth acts like he's in AA, and he says, my name is Seth freaking Rollins, and I'm a spotlight junkie. And the fans chant, spotlight junkie.
Yes.
He says he's going to make Roman and The Rock his bitches night one, and then he's going to be him and Drew night two. Drew says, your priorities are all wrong.
Seriously.
All I care is that you make it to the ring night two. If you can't walk, they'll wheel you down. If you can't do that, I'll carry you down.
Like a wee little baby.
Because I'm getting the moment I bloody earned.
Yes.
And then Seth says, you can win the title in an empty warehouse, but when everyone came back and the lights got bright again, you fumbled the ball. And that's the difference between you and me. At WrestleMania 40, the lights are going to be brighter than they've ever been. And you're going to find out that you're not as good as you think you are.
That was good from Seth.
Yeah. Later backstage, Cody was walking his dog and looking for a place to take a shit. Dog already went earlier. Cody was looking for a right. place to squat.
Yeah,
of course. It's just like, what is he doing? He's just walking around with the dog?
Sure.
Just what? He's bored?
Making rounds.
And
the dog likes people.
He bumps into Seth and Seth's like, Friday? And Cody shook his head and then Seth said, one-on-one. Cody's one-on-one. And then he walks away, and then Seth tells the dog that he likes his bandana. Love the bandana, Pharaoh. All right?
All right.
Hey, Cody. Is Cody taking a shit in the corner?
Yeah.
Cody! What are you doing?
Jesus. Pharaoh, you're supposed to keep an eye out.
He's just barking away. He's like, right. What do you think I'm doing?
Barr? Barr? Someone's coming. Run, run. Cody's not taking a shit. I'm finished now.
Next up, we have the New Day versus Alpha Academy.
Oh.
And by Alpha Academy, yes. I mean Otis and Tozawa.
Of course. Who else is in Alpha Academy?
Another qualifying Nobody. Match that we know what out. The outcome's definitely going to be.
Tozawa. Sit this one out. I got this. Yeah. I'm not in this other match.
Right, so. Yeah. I'm not doing anything tonight.
Yeah.
Tozawa gave Woods a hurricanrana off the second rope and hit the senton.
Yeah.
But Kofi broke up the pin. In the end, Woods hit the elbow drop off the top rope for the win. The New Day is going to WrestleMania.
Cool. Remember when they used to wear like matching gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Sure. You could have them win it again just because they've won it so many fucking times.
Right.
You can see them doing that.
They're not building champions right now.
No.
Like, I'm not... Sammy as Intercontinental? Like, you didn't build me a story around that.
No, that's why I feel like it's not happening. That's why I feel like it's not happening.
Yeah. You're not building... The only story you're building is R-Truth. Fuck. Yeah. For the tag team title.
Well, and they're going to come out... They're going to come out to Regeneration X.
Yeah.
All of them.
Like with DIY.
Like a shittier version that R-Truth sings.
Yeah, they're all going to come out.
Just because DIY has been with them, again, like it's not just for the bet, but I think there's a scenario where R-Truth screws, like the Judgment Day are about to climb the ladders to join them, and then R-Truth and Miz like just take them out. Like it's enough for them to cost them the titles. Mm. But not win the fucking titles. Ugh. I'm hoping I get it.
Joe's in denial.
Something has to happen at WrestleMania that I like.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax, last woman standing. Backstage, before the match, Liv Morgan tells Becky, "Tonight, Nia is all yours. Just make sure you kick her ass." So now they're cool.
Yeah. And she kicked her in the ass, and Nia immediately...
Well, I'm saving it for later. There's a perfect moment for it.
Okay.
Just hold on.
Hold on.
So
you'll get your fix, junkie.
My name is Eric the Slamilton Hamilton, and I am a button junkie. I'm a soundboard junkie.
Yeah, get in there.
Real good. So this was actually really good.
It was.
There was just a moment early on where Becky had trouble setting up a table. But then Nia tried to do it, and the table collapsed.
Yes.
And then Nia tried again, but eventually was like, fuck it, and just let it go. Like, gave up.
Yeah.
But the rest of the match was good. Nia gave Becky a Samoan drop on a pile of chairs. Becky gave Nia a bulldog on a chair.
Yeah.
Nia beat Becky with a chair, a kendo stick, then hit a leg drop, but Becky made the count.
And every time Nia did something, you know, my heart kind of skipped a beat. I'm like, oh, don't get injured.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
don't ruin this match, please.
Right.
We've already had many matches ruined by injuries at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Nia then sat on a chair over Becky, but Becky hit her with a kendo stick. Nia hit Becky with the steel steps. Then Nia went for a leg drop on the apron, but Becky moved. There you go.
There it is.
And even McAfee yelled a whole lot of pain for Nia.
Yeah, that's great. He must be a fan of the show.
I like that he's actually a mark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
Becky DDT'd Nia on the steps. Becky sprayed Nia with a fire extinguisher. And then Nia gave Becky a Samoan drop through a table that was leaning in the corner. Nia hit the Annihilator, but Becky rolled out of the ring to beat the count. Then Nia tried to give Becky a Samoan drop from the apron to the table on the floor. But Becky gets out of it and gives Nia a manhandle slam instead.
Was nice. Yeah.
That was great.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, kudos to Nia for taking that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nia barely beats the count, but then she leans over the announce table and Becky jumps off a ladder to give her a leg drop through the announce table.
That was also really good.
Yeah. Becky makes the count. Nia doesn't. Hmm. What a match. This is like the best Nia Jax match ever.
This should have been WrestleMania.
Her really?
Maria should have done that.
Yeah, right. Let's hope they do something like that.
Yeah.
So after the match, it's mommy time. Mm-hmm. Rhea Ripley comes out. She does the stomp. And then she and then they cut away.
You fucking idiots.
She fucking does the stomp, and then she slowly lifts the belt up, and I love that.
Yeah.
And they cut away before she lifted the belt.
I know.
It's like, fuck.
It's okay, Andrew.
Yeah. It's all right. She winked at me. Let me remember that
okay.
real quick.
Okay, fuck off.
Oh, that was great. Oh, that was so good.
Quit
hold on.
Quit stealing my life.
Stealing my life. Becky and Rhea get face to face to end the show.
Yeah.
She holds the belt up, fade out, you know. It's good.
Yeah.
Great match and, you know, good ending.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Yeah. That is all for Raw, so let's get to some awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Zelina Vega.
Oh,
yeah.
Lose the headphones.
Yeah.
You're not on Twitch.
I don't get it.
You're not doing a podcast.
Maybe she was on Twitch.
Maybe she was twitching.
She was twitching.
now that they have the contract, right?
Yeah.
The agreement.
Yeah.
They get some of that.
Yeah.
I had Nia. Just, you know.
Yeah. Ghost Bushy?
Go ahead.
got your pussy.
I had Jey Uso with his yeet shirt, yeet glasses,
yeah.
Yeet in your ass, whatever.
Yep.
Best dressed?
I had Electra Lopez. She looked hot.
I had Katana good. Chance. The thing where like the back was see-through and like looked like she had panties.
She has panties? You think she wears panties?
Well,
I think maybe she might wear panties.
Hey, Joe, you think she wears panties?
You think that potty pussy wears panties?
I didn't think so until I saw her panties. Panty pussy.
Pussy potty panties.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, pussy potty brand panties.
Oh, panty potty.
Ooh.
A brawn panties match with potty pussy.
That's exactly how the first ones came about.
Yes. Yeah, I just said Rhea Ripley.
Yeah,
sure. She's hot and she looks cool.
Right. And she was just like in a t-shirt.
Right.
Nice chilling. Rock solid fear boner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, sorry about that. worst acting.
I had Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy was so annoying. I had R-Truth. I'm always going to have R-Truth if he speaks on the show. It's just so dumb and over.
Mm.
I'm a unitard. That's my gimmick.
Yep. You know who I had, Eric?
Oh.
You know who I had?
Who'd you have?
I had your fucking hero, Cody Rhodes. That's who I had.
You fucking prick.
I can say bad words now. Yay!
Yeah.
Best acting? The Rock! Because he's 10 times better than Cody Rhodes.
The Rock. Well, that's not fair for Cody. Of course it is.
Of course it's The Rock.
Right.
It's like, no, like, that's why you need Stone Cold. You need someone to talk for Cody, just like Roman has The Rock. Like, yeah. I brought this guy. He's cooler than me. And he's going to talk for me. Suck it, Rock. Yeah. I have your equalizer right here.
Equalizer.
I have your fucking, I have your, like, fuck.
Doppelganger or?
No, like, I have your weakness here.
Oh, Stone Cold. Kryptonite.
Your kryptonite. This guy beat you for like 5 years straight.
Yeah, right.
Worst moment, or I'm sorry, worst comment?
During DIY versus the Brutus brothers.
Creed
the brothers. Brutus brothers. Michael Cole said, there's beef flying all over the place.
I hate that. Come on.
Shut up, Michael.
That's a very AEW thing to say.
Yeah.
I had where he goes, man, they just launched DIY into each other.
Stupid. And I had Cody saying, my mom beat up a cop.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Best comment?
What can I say except you're welcome?
Yeah. I had The Rock say, the drugs and cheap condoms are a bad combination.
Yeah, that was great. That's good.
I'll do that one.
All right. Worst match?
I had Santos Escobar versus Dragon Lee because who gives a shit?
I had New Catch versus Pretty Shitty.
Okay.
I had Candice and Indy versus the Party of Pussy. Yeah.
Okay.
Slow-mo.
Indusher versus Awesome Truth.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That is correct.
Sweep it.
Best match.
Last woman standing.
Becky Nia.
Yeah.
It's so weird that Nia was like the worst. Then she gets fired. She comes back and she's better. Like, she's way better.
Right.
Like, were you just learning how to wrestle for the last 2 years?
I think so.
Like, really?
We don't want to pay you to learn your job.
But, like, she's not hurting anyone anymore. She's actually having, like, watchable matches now.
Right.
Even as, like, a big slow, you know?
Yeah.
So. Well, it's the big slow.
Right. Worst move?
The Theory.
Theory jump after a beat jumping into the RKO.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a sweep. Best move?
The manhandle slam through the table onto the floor.
Yeah. Yep. I had that because it's more dangerous.
Very much more dangerous.
Sure. Sweep it.
The ladder spot was awesome as well, but yeah.
Yeah.
Worst moment?
Ray's promo in the ring about we're family.
Familia.
It's got to be Cody trying to be a badass.
Cody!
But we're familia.
It's Cody.
Yeah.
Cody's promo.
Right.
Sorry, not sorry.
Okay.
To all the Cody crybabies.
Crody
crybabies. That has to be a shirt too. Cody crybabies.
Oh, I'm sure. Man.
But like a proud one, like, I'm a Cody crybaby. You know, right.
Tony Khan on there.
Right, exactly. And then best moment.
I mean the Rock concert.
The Rock concert.
Yeah.
Great. Of course. All right, that is all for awards. So now it's time for breaking news. WWE released a trailer for an upcoming documentary about Bray Wyatt called Becoming Immortal.
Mm, wow.
The doc drops April 1st. I wonder if they're gonna like get into his death in it. Like they didn't really show that in the trailer, you know. But
right.
I would imagine they have to say something,
mention it. But yeah. I don't think they go into it too much.
Right.
You know, make it about his career would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be good. But yeah, April 1st coming out very soon, so that's cool. Also, during a recent Q&A with fans on Twitter, Alexa Bliss confirmed that she plans to return to wrestling.
All right.
I thought it would have been to have five more kids.
That's what I would have thought.
You know?
Yeah.
And name them all different Disney characters.
Yeah.
But people are thinking maybe SummerSlam since she's from Ohio.
Yeah.
Could be.
It could work.
Yeah, we'll see. Also, Matt Hardy was in attendance at Raw.
Oh.
And he confirmed that his AEW contract is ending soon.
Yep.
So maybe he can come back to WWE and serve food at catering. What do you think, guys?
Absolutely.
Like they could hire him as a caterer.
I know. Yes. You see fans doing like, oh, maybe they'll be the final spot in the ladder match. Like they did that. They literally already did that.
They did that.
Yeah.
Already did it.
Great little surprise.
He'll just be at the...
And now they're brain dead. Like at least one of them is.
Right. He'll just be at the end of the catering like, bread. Bread. Bread.
Oh, that's perfect. Joe knew Matt Hardy's next career move.
I know.
Years ago.
The bread guy.
Bread guy.
This might be my favorite thing you've ever said on the show. It's so good. Oh, my God. Doc Samson checked on Matt, and Matt said, bread. All right, he's clear. He's good to go.
How many fingers am I holding up? Bread.
They couldn't just end the match because if Matt Hardy loses, he has to retire. So they couldn't just say, fuck it, the match is over. Sammy Guevara wins. Oh, fuck, Matt's retired.
Explain Matt retiring or Matt dying in front of thousands of millions of people.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to explain the storyline?
Yeah.
Let him go.
Let him die.
Let him
If he dies,
he dies.
AEW is this close to having their Owen Hart moment.
Oh, my God.
Doc Sampson, is he okay?
If he dies, he dies.
That doesn't sound very promising, Doc.
I keep telling you. What did you say on it a couple weeks ago? Like, I keep telling you, I'm not a doctor. My name is just Doc.
Yeah. That was my birth name.
Yeah.
Check out the worst botch or injury.
Worst AEW moment.
Worst botch bracket. Yeah.
My gosh.
Wow. Any other news?
It's so disgusting when you see a guy that's out.
I do. During WrestleMania weekend the past few years, they've always done, GCW has done an event called Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, which is kind of like fixed MMA.
They're going to fight for real. But not for real.
Yeah. So, this year, Shayna Baszler is going to be a part of it. And there's rumors that there's going to be more WWE stars.
Yeah, it seems like Vince was always against this, but Triple H is for it.
Yeah.
He's like, well, Shayna, you're not doing anything at Mania. So you might as well get some other bookings. And
Yeah. Mania weekend.
I mean, that's kind of cool that they're doing that. I don't really care about that Bloodsport thing, but
I went to the one in Dallas. It was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Did everyone do this? Yeah. Shitty elbows?
Yes.
Everyone do the shitty elbows?
Moxley.
Hey, look, this is MMA. No, it's not. Not
this
at all.
This is MMA.
You know what? I've never seen an MMA. I've never seen that. I've never seen that. No. Nope.
Never.
Never seen slow motion elbows.
Never.
Right. Never, ever.
Ever.
Anything else?
That's all I had.
Rumor time.
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
What you got?
So,
a rumor?
Brian Alvarez of Wrestling Observer said that there have been moves regarding Brock Lesnar and movements to bring him back.
They fired all the people who accused him of stuff.
Yeah.
Which I don't get, because if you're going to bring him back, wouldn't you bring him back for Mania?
Yeah. Right.
You know? We all know it was going to fucking be Brock and Gunther. It's the match everyone wanted to see.
Yeah.
And we got deprived of that because Brock Lesnar, I guess, likes to pee on people.
Right.
Maybe that's Kelly over here.
Maybe he retains.
Brock Kelly.
He retains so that he can fight Brock at SummerSlam.
Well, you know, it takes 2 months for everyone to forget about piss.
Yeah.
And then we can put him back in the game.
I don't even remember. But piss? What?
Yeah, what?
Also,
did he piss his pants?
Yeah, maybe. Also, Dave Meltzer reported that some wrestlers are upset and jealous that The Rock is allowed to curse on the mic, but nobody else can. Obviously, they made an exception for Cody this week.
Yeah.
But no one else is really ever allowed to.
Seth was really mad about it.
Yeah.
This is bullshit!
So, like, then it's like, you know that it's like these rare occasions where,
yes,
you know, it's like, okay, you could say it. It's like when the first Raw where Heyman was in charge and Lashley and Braun went through the stage and then Corey Graves went, down? Okay. Holy shit! Like, no, just no. Like,
harder on the shit.
Holy shit!
Hold on, let me try another one. Holy shit! I didn't like that one.
We're live, pal.
Right.
Right.
What was Seth reacting to when he said that?
I don't even remember.
It was like not having a Mania match.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's it. Really? That's how he fought Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because then after that, he went to Vince's office in like a Twitter video.
Yeah.
Hey, Vince, I want a match. And Vince is like, fuck you. Shut up. Fine, you'll have a match. But it's a secret. No one knows who it's going to be.
It's a secret.
Yeah. Something, Cody Rhodes.
You're going to face Stardust.
Yeah, right.
That was great, which when it was like, he's just going to come back as Stardust, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then PW Insider reports that Asuka injured her knee on SmackDown and was seen limping around.
I noticed that on SmackDown, yeah.
They said she took off some recent house shows as a precaution, but it doesn't seem that serious. Although we don't know if they're even doing anything at WrestleMania. So.
Right. Maybe defending?
Well, you would think.
That'll be WrestleMania SmackDown.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll probably fight Naomi and Bianca.
Oh, God, don't.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Bianca is going to be on WrestleMania SmackDown.
There's no way.
I
still think there's a chance that Jade Cargill... You still have three more SmackDowns. They could be on the next one. Bianca's got to have a match.
All right.
Anyways, that's all I have for rumors, so I guess it's trivia time.
Hopefully you guys missed this because it was on our Facebook page.
I don't go on there.
I figured. Eric probably saw it, so if you did, maybe just let Andrew do it. But it's really cool, and I was like, damn it. I even commented. I'm like, damn it, this would have been perfect for trivia. Just done this to me. What is the oldest WrestleMania where every single competitor on the main card... Why are you laughing?
You don't listen
to
the
show.
Oh, last week you guys talked about this?
Yes.
Was that your trivia for Andrew?
It was. Eric's trivia.
Did you guess it?
No, I think I was one Mania off.
First you said 25, then you said 27.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a backup just in case.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
That's kind of funny, though. That's an interesting stat for sure. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say I have a fun fact, but...
Throw it, and then I'll do mine.
Okay. So, with Jimmy and Jay fighting...
Yeah.
This year, brother versus brother. Since WrestleMania 10, every 15 years, there's been a brother versus brother match. So WrestleMania 10 was
Bart and Billy Gunn.
Brett and Owen.
No, I'm just kidding. Brett and Owen.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 25.
Oh, Jeff and Matt.
Yes. And now Jimmy and Jay.
There you go.
Well, they said that on Raw too. They said this is only the third time. It's like Taker and Kane.
Yeah, right.
You can't say that and then pretend like it's not a thing. Like,
I know,
This is a show. It's a TV show.
Yeah.
But now it's real?
Right. Like, well, you guys know now. So
yeah, right.
So we're
illusion's over.
No, seriously.
Pulled the curtain.
Like Edge and Christian. They were brothers. Now they're best friends.
Right, but they didn't fight at Mania.
I know, but I'm just saying they don't refer to them as brothers anymore. Yeah,
I thought Bart and Billy were brothers.
Yeah.
For like a long time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
They're the same last name.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I told MJF about that.
Sure.
All right.
You fucking mark.
So here's my trivia. Who is the only person to win multiple main titles and never have pinned or submitted someone to earn them?
Big Show.
Yeah.
It's Good guess. Like world titles?
World titles.
In WWE?
Yes. Had to be one of the main.
So not world pinned, titles. Not submitted.
Right.
So like a last man's JBL?
Nope.
Because it's
you
very
had
rare.
To have won it, I think, at least twice, and it couldn't have been via a pinfall or submission. I give you a hint,
like a casket match.
Well, one of the hints, one of the matches was a ladder match, and the other match he won via DQ, but a stipulation was he got the title,
and it's a world title.
Yeah,
Triple H.
He's pinned people to win. Title?
Oh, he
never.
So he, never. Okay.
None of his world title victories have ever been via pinfall or submission.
That's.
It's weird, right? It's
an interesting. That's a tough one.
Question. But I looked it up too to make sure it was real. And it was also the world heavyweight title. I'll tell you that as well.
CM Punk?
No.
Well, CM Punk again has beaten people.
Yeah.
To win the title.
Right. He had to.
He
had
to beat Cena.
What, like, era?
Within the last 20 years, this person is currently wrestling not in WWE.
So he sucks.
Okay. No. He does not suck. That's the funny part. That's a lot of, hits.
Christian?
He won a ladder match, and then he beat Orton for the title with a stipulation that if Orton was DQ'd, he would drop the title to Christian.
Interesting.
And he low-blowed Christian in front of the referee because Christian did it to him, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, strictly a WWE thing.
Yeah.
Because he won the TNA World Heavyweight Championship.
Come on.
Yeah. That doesn't count. All right, let's do fan questions. Let me pull it up. Mm-hmm. Here we go with the fan questions.
Let me pull it out.
Oh. Jonathan Ramos, Cody cussed. Cody used insider terms. How long before Cody cries again?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Yeah, good luck
next
with
week.
Yeah, for sure. He's probably crying right now.
At the contract signing.
Yeah. Angelo, well, it's about damn time Cody completed a promo without crying like a dumb son of a bitch. And that's the bottom line because Kenny Omega. I don't know what. That's just what they wanted me to
say.
Yeah, sure.
Donald Alexander, Pushfire, Barry, WWE superstars as X-Men.
Okay.
We have Drew McIntyre as Wolverine.
That's not bad.
Jade Cargill as Storm.
Ooh.
Or Shawn Michaels as Cyclops, which I don't feel is...
Oh, because he only has one eye? That's
mean.
Oh,
my God. That must be what he means.
I'm firing Jade Cargill.
You imagine? Pew,
pew. Shawn,
I'm burying Shawn.
Shawn, why are they going in two different directions?
Oh, no. God. Let me close one eye.
Oh, Sean, did you make an X for Degeneration X?
Go, oh, please help me. Oh, please.
That's fucked up.
Let me get the bad guy. You just murdered those children.
Yeah. Oh, not again.
Anyway, obviously push Drew as Wolverine. I think.
Yeah. Just Barry break. Storm is, or Jade is Storm.
Whatever.
And then fire Sean as
no, that'd be amazing.
Max Power, why in the holy fuck was Finn Balor cosplaying as a 12-year-old on Halloween into hip-hop from 97?
Yeah, why didn't we put that as worst dressed? I'm changing.
He's always bad.
Yeah.
We're used to it.
Right. It's just ingrained.
The game of games. How long until Cody's championship run lasts until everyone's completely over this cringe? That's what I'm saying. Been saying it. 2 months. And then it's going to be like, fuck you, Cody. Absolutely.
Probably.
Jules Galloway, did you guys see Rhea Ripley at a dark match on SmackDown? During her entrance, she threw her gum on the ring mat. A ringside fan posted that at the end of the show, and he asked Cody if he was signing autographs. If he could have the gum, which was still in the ring, Cody obliged and gave it to him. Jesus, Eric, what's your limit?
I can quote her from the spit.
Right. Jalen Silva, Brett Owen, Matt Jeff, Jay Jimmy. You tell me that Kane and The Undertaker being brothers is just bullshit? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jonathan Smith, don't know about y'all, but Drew has me pulling for him at Mania when he said, it's the moment I bloody earned.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I would agree with that.
Right.
It's time for Seth to drop that
I was pulling
title.
For Drew last week.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Yeah.
B-Sans, fantasy booking, instead of Cody taking the deal to go alone... What if he said to Heyman, you'll be there, so what if I bring my own wise man? Who would be Cody's wise man?
His brother?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, shit. That'd be hilarious.
His brother. Yeah, Dustin Rhodes, like, posted a video on Instagram or on social media. He's like, fuck you, Rock. It's like, God, you're just as bad as your brother.
Yeah. Jim Cornette, that's his wise man.
Oh, God.
I'm sure Dustin will come out. There'll be one of those loner things.
Yeah. Maybe. If it could happen, it.
Yeah, because Tony Khan will be watching. He'll be like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Okay, but you have to mention that he's from AEW.
No.
Okay, fine. You can have him. Okay. I just want to see it. I want to see it. I want to come.
They'll have like a top 10.
I want to see it. I want to see it. I invented the Cody Crybabies. It was me.
They'll have like a top 10 AEW moments like in a couple of years. And like number one will be Dustin coming out to congratulate Cody at WrestleMania.
That's the best AEW moment of all time.
It's amazing.
Swole Possum, will we start seeing more promos and content with adult themes and language, or is this a short-term pass for The Rock? I'd love to get beyond the PG programming more often.
I saw on Twitter someone was saying that they should make Raw TVMA on Netflix and have SmackDown be the family-friendly show.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Good.
I mean, technically you're paying for it.
Let's hope so.
Give us all the shits and fucks. Well,
I get, sure. But Netflix, there's still going to be commercials. You have to pay for Netflix, and there's still going to be commercials.
Yeah.
You know, just like...
What the fuck?
Everything else. Jeremy Brennan, I'm just glad Cody got through that promo without crying. Yep, that's a plus, I guess. Gary, Cody is whack. He can't keep up with The Rock. That's true.
I'm sorry, is there a question?
No.
Yeah.
Falcon Spade... So it's Cody versus Rock at WrestleMania?
Yep.
Roman Reigns?
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
Yep.
Carlos Ramirez, can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to miss hearing Michael Cole say, it's boss time!
Yeah. It's CEO o'clock!
I'll never miss that. Anything he does.
Yeah. Alan Dick.
Dick.
Was that Raw or a new version of the Jerry Springer Show Monday? What, for Cody's thing? Or
nah.
Yeah, just party pussy.
Also, side note there, Alan Dick. There's a lawyer here in Houston who runs commercials. His name's Eric Dick. Mm. And at the during his commercials, he's like, I'll take him to Pound Town, baby.
Good.
And then at the end of the commercial, he's like, better get Dick.
Oh, man.
So it's Better Call Saul, Better Get Dick.
Better Get Dick.
Jesus.
Yep. Can't wait for that reality show.
Jason Deereham, Pushfire Barry, heels getting babyface reactions. KO and Sammy when they were heels in Montreal. Rock in Tennessee, MJF in Long Island.
Ooh, MJF in Long Island's always good.
Yeah.
It's but
KO
special.
And Sammy in Montreal, that was amazing.
When was that?
It was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The MJF one was so good.
Yeah.
Just because they treat him like a god there.
Fuck, which one do you do?
MJF, push MJF.
Fire?
KO and Sammy.
Okay, I guess bury the Rock.
Damn. Can't fire the Rock.
Can't fire the Rock.
Noah, WW777. 777 is back, baby. Please try home improvement music with the Jesus button. I think we've done that in the past.
Yeah.
I don't have the Jesus button like ready to go anymore. It's not on the soundboard.
Yeah.
Fuck, Mary, Kill, Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, Ivy Nile.
Killing Ivy fucking...
Yeah. Ooh. Come on, you had it.
Fucking Jade?
Yes.
Mary Bianca.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Right.
Sorry.
Montez. Tez. Was that his dick? I broke his dick. You have to marry me now.
Yeah.
He's got no dick.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's like,
he's so excited.
Your wife's here. What?
That's literally the Kurt Angle face from the video recently where he's just like, show that in the camera. Or we might get kicked off YouTube. But Stacey Keebler, Miss Hancock, blowing Kurt Angle.
Kurt, your wife's here.
That face is like the biggest dirt face ever.
Right. Oh my God. Put that on Twitter and tag Kurt. Like, show the face.
Right.
Oh my Kurt God. Predicted his own face.
Chef Kane, that's like him going, alert everyone, they're here!
They're here!
They're here! Those production trucks are worth $12 million. Those PDAs are worth $12 million.
SmackDown's going to steal our production trucks.
Oh.
Chef Kane, I'm so excited for Rey Mysterio just so we could have the voice change button back. Hopefully they bring back Omos soon.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Rizzler, does Dusty Rhodes get involved? Seems like he's trying to push his way in the social media video. Yeah, maybe. Yokomo, holy fucking shit, that Rock segment was on a whole other level. But yet I've seen stories of the current roster complaining. Honestly, I'm just embarrassed by this generation of wrestlers. Either step up or shut the fuck up.
I mean, if you cuss all the time, it's not as special when you do it.
It's not as special.
Right. But, I mean, of course, if anyone's going to get an exception, it's The Rock. You have to be okay with that. You have to understand it's The Rock.
It's The Rock.
I hope you guys could all, you know, we just talked about it. TVMA, we'd love that.
Yeah.
You guys.
You guys.
Terry Dactyl. So Cody posted a picture of himself as a heel in the Bullet Club to tease that he wasn't going to cry in a promo for once?
Yes.
Oh, like, he put that before Raw. Like, here I am, it's Bullet Club Cody.
No.
Matthew Carlini, after seeing the Bray Wyatt documentary trailer, I'm starting to think that Bo Dallas could continue the story Bray was telling. Do you think this is how it'll play out? And would you be excited for it?
Yeah.
Sure.
I would.
I thought they were going to do it. And the fact that they haven't tells me that it's probably not happening.
Maybe. We'll see. I'd be for it. You know, give it a try.
Sure.
Steven with a V, does heel corporate Rock make your Mount Rushmore of heels? Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the Mount Rushmore anyway. And really, he's on Mount Rushmore more for being a heel
for
than a face.
For being a bad guy, right.
Of course. Right. Of course.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah. The.
For bad 5 years.
Guy. Yeah.
Kimbo are DIY jobbers now. I can't see them winning any singles or tag titles. Crowd couldn't be flatter for them.
Mm.
It's sad but true.
Yeah.
Luis Torres, what are your thoughts on the two-minute continuous shot starting with Sammy backstage? P.S., can we get a Madam Web drunk cast, please? Love you guys. That would be for Hogwash. Yeah. And probably, but right now it's $20 and that movie's not worth
$1. We don't want to give it our money.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. Like we can pay it, but we don't want to give that fucking production any money.
Yeah. Wait till it's on Disney Plus and then we'll do it.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, the shot's fine, you know? Certainly the long shot of Sammy walking, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's better than Kevin Dunn, 30 fucking cuts in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Tim Davis, as much as I love hearing you guys talk wrestling, can we please get another Tenacious D sing-along? Give me what I want! Yeah. Oh, yeah, Eric and I, like, sang, like, half of Pick a Destiny songs last week. Right.
That's, when you do that on Hogwash, you should almost do a sing-along.
That's probably what it would be, yeah.
Yeah.
Tyrone Grizz, I always felt neutral about you guys' feelings towards Cody. We're entitled to our opinions, but after seeing him run up on Jimmy and Solo with a pocket watch chain swinging from his chest, I want Roman to be champ for the next 5 years.
Wow. Yeah, I have a couple questions. First of all, how dare you?
I don't necessarily need Roman to be the champ. Just there's people better than Cody at this point.
Right, yeah.
Brandon, they're not going to really let Cody win, are they?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm a flip a coin when I do the scorecard in a few weeks.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Seriously.
Get a special coin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Roman? Roman?
Roman. Roman. It's a Harvey Dent coin.
We're all going to be fucking marks again.
I make my own luck. That.
Yeah.
Andy Piccone, why did they tell Cody to say so many words with the letter S?
Yeah.
Eric, I can't wait to buy you a beer before SummerSlam.
Before SummerSlam? Yeah. During SummerSlam? After SummerSlam.
Where is SummerSlam?
Cleveland.
You going?
I booked an Airbnb.
Oh. Why Cleveland?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, activated laces with my dick.
Now it's up. No, we already did that.
Yeah.
Ward, no.
You want to go?
Recently watched the Saw episode of Hogwash. It had me laughing so hard. What are some scenarios where the Saw John Kramer voice would be funny in wrestling?
I am the game.
I don't know.
Instead of, if you want to play a game, I am the game. Maybe to do Vince's biography, like the real one at the end. I'm going to fill the WWF with a lethal dose of poison.
Right. The poison is currently coursing through your vein vents. And if you don't get the women to sign the NDAs before 12 o'clock, you will die. Make your decision. You have to shit on her head or die. I had to do it. I had no chance.
You gotta play the music in the background.
It was Saw. Mike Dawes. All right. Which dinosaur do I buy the cocaine from?
You dumb fuck.
Yeah.
Justin Stewart, when you do the Monday Night Wars podcast, are you going to cover the invasion angle or are you going to stop on the final Nitro when Shane appears since that's technically when the wars ended? I mean, look, that's a long ways from now.
Yes.
We don't know what the future holds.
Yeah.
If it ends up being a big hit and that's what the fans want, we'll do that. If you guys want us to cover AEW, just kidding. That's not going to exist in 6 years. So we'll find something to do, though, for sure.
For sure.
Ethan, Push Fire Barry, worst possible Mania outcomes. Damian Priest cashes in on Cody and Roman.
Oof.
There's no fucking way. Vince comes out and announces that he's taken back the company.
I mean, push that.
Omos gets on the card.
Well, you don't really want Vince back.
Fire that. Fire Omos. Yeah, Barry,
you know,
Vince.
I think Omos is the push there. You don't want Vince taking over the company.
You don't want Vince to take over the company.
Damian Priest is part of any of that main event match.
Right, right.
Unless it's like, well, Roman wins or Priest cashes in. Like, I guess Priest cashes in.
Right.
Fuck.
Yeah, you don't want Vince back, Eric. Come on. You don't want that. Captain NDA.
Oh.
My fiance watched Raw with me for the first time, and her take was DIY was her favorite to watch.
Yes.
Rhea Ripley was the first girl she ever said she would let fuck her.
Wow.
She thought Dirty Dom was the best-looking guy somehow.
Oh, no.
And she thought the Candice LeRae shit was dumb. Is she valid? Mostly.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. You know, you like Dom, whatever.
Right. And if DIY was her favorite, she's going to lose her shit when you show her the Ciampa-Gargano feud from NXT.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. PCJ Pushfire Barry gets stoned with Liv Morgan. Play video games with Zelina Vega.
No.
Go to Disneyland with Alexa Bliss.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Bury that. Get Push getting stoned with Liv. Yeah. Fire video games with Selena. Because then I'm going to be on Twitch. And
I'd rather... I mean, obviously it's get stoned with Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
But I think Barry I would
play... Oh, so
play,
get stoned with her and not me? Fine.
Not trying to... Okay.
What?
No, yeah. I'd rather play video games than go to Disneyland, I guess. I don't know.
You're not trying to what? What?
Oh, I'm definitely gonna yeet in your ass, Eric. Jesus. So,
and with that,
that's all for fan questions. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling.
Yeah,
get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yep,
and become a supporter of the show. We got bonus podcasts at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Like. This week, the Monday Night Wars podcast.
It begins.
It begins.
Yes.
Lex Luger. Fuck.
What is he doing here? He used to work for you. He probably works for you now.
Get him out of here.
Right.
That's the part I've seen. That's where I stopped it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get security. It's a fucking mall. Everyone's just
a guy
who
rides up on a Segway. You guys called?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll see you over there.
Yeet.